The assistant principal who contracted swine flu and died was remembered as the heart and soul of Intermediate School 238 at his funeral yesterday. Mitchell Weiner's wife and three sons spoke at his service, which was attended by hundreds of mourners in Queens. WNYC's Beth Fertig has more on the lives he touched.
Eighth graders Tyra Stanley and Natalie Black came with their friends to pay their last respects. They said Weiner was the kind of teacher kids loved, a big, generous guy famous for his sense of humor.
Oh gosh, Mr. Weiner, like, he would come on to loudspeaker with, like, random stuff, like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday, he'll play a song like they had or some kind of memory.
I remember one time he had pretended to be some American Idol judges. We had to sing a song, and he pretended to be Randy Jackson. It was so funny.
He was like, yeah, dog. I remember once he pretended to have, like, an alien invasion in the school. He was like, shh.
But Weiner was also the rare kind of adult kids could talk to. Seventh grader Jeffrey Gray said Weiner helped him get a tutor when he was doing poorly in social studies and English.
Whenever I, like, if I needed help in class, he would have somebody to come help me. Or if I ever got in trouble, he would see what he would be able to do to get me out of trouble.
Teachers say that was Weiner's gift, that he cared about students and they knew it. He worked in the school for about 30 years, starting off as a math teacher and later becoming assistant principal. In a building with 1,500 sixth through eighth graders, science teacher Lisa Harrison and retired teacher Irv Zaroff say he commanded respect.
Well, I've heard the students say that they always would, he would keep them in line. He wanted everybody to be in the classroom. No one in the hallways. Everyone is supposed to be at school for the reason they were supposed to be there. And he would help them with their family problems.
He was good to everybody. Everybody, he was not like a typical principal. He was a real person, and there was nobody like him in the world.
Teachers say they wish the school had been shut down sooner when the first batches of students came down with flu-like symptoms instead of almost a week later on May 14th. Harrison says there's one way to commemorate him.
We've lost a family member, Mr. Weiner, and I wish they would name the school the Mitchell Weiner Intermediate School.
IS 238 will reopen for students on Tuesday. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.